The Four Recovery Indians are on the air. Tonight's special sports coverage on J Country 101 Radio is brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the sports department of J Country. Now we take you to the gymnasium for all the exciting basketball action.
And a very pleasant good evening, everybody. I'm Rob Weaver here at Minster High School for tonight's game between the Minster Lady Wildcats and the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Good luck to the Fort Recovery Lady Indians from Dr. Kim Vormore and all the staff at the Vormore Family Dentistry. Her staff includes Fort Recovery graduates Lori Tin and Chrissy Hartz. They're located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67, Vormore Family Dentistry. Dr. Kim Vormore would love to be your family's dentist. First quarter scoreboard sponsor is Cal Pharmacy. Cal Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Union City, Indiana, and Bern, Indiana. And we're just about ready to get underway. The junior varsity game was not a happy one, as Fort Recovery lost 49-18 to Minster. We'll run down the scoring on that at halftime. And there's a foul called right off the bat on Minster. And let's see, that's called on number 10, who is, I believe that's Reese Albers. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball, drives down to the baseline, stops, looks, passes back outside. Sister Cameron has it over to McKenna Hillscamp. Hillscamp dribbling between the circles. Back over to Cameron Mollenkamp, goes to the right. On the wing it is. There's Bridget Homan. Homan back outside. Shot by Carly Niekamp. It's good. Two-point basket for Carly. And the Lady Indians are in the lead here. 2-0. Minster, a very fine 10-3 record on the year. Fort Recovery is at 6-8 on the campaign, and they've won their last two games in a row. Minster with the basketball. They're in trouble, and there's a foul going to be called on Bridget Homan for reaching in. Number one on Bridget's. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Wildcats. Again, I'm Rob Weaver. Eric Catterly is our studio producer back at the radio station. Neil Spencer here at the game site. There's the ball stolen by the Lady Indians. Turnover on Minster, and bringing it up is Carly Niekamp. Across the timeline, goes to the right, stops. Looks to pass it back outside. Finally finds Kennedy Mollenkamp standing out here. Kennedy dribbling the basketball. Works her way past the top of the key. Down the left of the lane. Feeds it off to Bridget Homan. Homan in the lane. Stops, turns, no shot. Out to Hillscamp. Open from three, and it does not go. Rebound, Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp got the rebound. Over to Kennedy. Kennedy dribbles down to the baseline, puts it up, no good, blocked by Minster, but Kennedy got it back, puts it back up and in. Kennedy Mollenkamp scoring. And it's now 4-0, Lady Indians on top here in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. There's a shot, no good by Minster. And they're going to call a jump ball between Carly Niekamp and Minster's Ava Stallman. So the ball goes back to Minster. Outside left wing shots up and no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. She gives it over to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and they're going to call a foul on Minster. That foul's going to be whistled. It's going to be whistled on Addie Inskeep. Addie's a senior for Minster. Fort Recovery brings it up, leading 4-0. Good start here in this game on the Cal Pharmacy scoreboard. McKenna Hillscamp, top of the key. Over goes to Carly Niekamp. Circles around to the left of the key. Back to the right to Bridget Homan. Holman dribbling the basketball back on the right wing. Kennedy Mollenkamp goes in the lane. Dumps it off to Carly on the baseline. Puts it up and in. Carly Niekamp with her second basket in the first quarter. And the Indians lead 6-0. Outside shot. It's good. And the lead is quickly cut in half by Callie Smeezing as she drills a three-point shot. Fort Recovery turns it over on the press. 6-3, Minster with the ball, trailing by three. Inside, knocked away by Carly Niekamp. It's going to be out of bounds to the Minster Wildcats. Five minutes left to go here in the first quarter. Again, I'm Rob Weaver. Tomorrow night we'll be at the Bluffton High School to bring you the ACAC tournament games between Jay County and Bluffton in girls basketball and Jay County and Woodland in the boys game at about 7:30. Girls start at 6, followed by the boys contest. We'll have both games for you tomorrow night here on the radio. Hopefully two good games. Jay County was defeated by both those teams by pretty sound numbers, but I really feel like the teams can play better, so we'll see. Shots fired up, no good by Minster. Missing that one was Callie Smeezing, and Fort Recovery comes down with the rebound. Pass over on the right to Bridget Homan. She'll dribble in, stops, turns, puts the shot up, and can't get it to go down. Rebound comes down to Minster. It was Smeezing who got the rebound. Down come the Lady Wildcats with the basketball. They trail 6-3. Back out front with it. Genevieve Hoying. No, correction. Abriana Webker. Abriana Webker in there for Minster. She tries to pass inside, and the ball is knocked out of bounds. They say Bridget Homan got her hand on it and tipped it out of bounds. So it will be Minster's basketball. Don't forget, Cal Pharmacy has their weekly prescription program. They'll deliver your prescriptions to you on a weekly basis. Just sign up at a friendly Cal Pharmacy near you. Your Health Mart Pharmacy, that's Cal Pharmacy. Outside, a two-point shot's no good. Rebound chased down by Carly Niekamp. As missing that was Addie Inskeep for Minster. Niekamp comes down. Stops, looking for help. Back outside it goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp, way outside. Kennedy now dribbles to the right, feeds off to Bridget Homan. Homan tries to go inside, lost the ball, turnover. Minster with the basketball. Picking up the loose ball there was Reese Albers. 3:15 left to go in the Cal Pharmacy first quarter. Minster works the ball. There's an open shot from the right. It's good. Annie Himmelgarn, a two-point basket, makes it 6-5. Fort Recovery still leading by one. Lady Indians, though, have not scored in a while. They scored the first three baskets of the game to lead 6-0. Here's Bridget Homan. It's up and no good from the baseline, and they're going to call a jump ball. Somehow, Bridget was able to get in there and tie up the Lady Wildcats. Mike Wiss is the coach of the Lady Wildcats. Longtime coach here at Minster, well known for his baseball prowess. Tyler Deitch is the coach of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. Carly Niekamp inside, back outside it goes. And there's 3 seconds in the lane called on Carly. I thought she was probably going to get nailed for that. Are you in need of handicap medical equipment? See Cal Pharmacy's Handicap Medical Equipment Center, located in the Fort Recovery Industrial Park. They have it all there, and if for some reason they don't have it, they can get it for you in a hurry. That's Calp Pharmacy. Ball's knocked out of bounds by Cameron Mollenkamp. It'll be given to the Minster Lady Wildcats with 2:26 remaining here in the first quarter. 6-5, Fort Recovery on top by 1 point. Over on the right, circling around. With the ball there was Webker. Back outside it goes. Annie Himmelgarn. Over on the left to Webker. Back out to Himmelgarn. Inside, back outside. Three-point shot. No good. Rebound comes down to Minster. Missing it was Ava Stallman, and she got her own rebound. Here's a shot from the left side. In and out, no good by Minster's Sophie Dirksen. And now Minster seals the pot. Minster seals the ball on a turnover. And it's Stallman up and in. Ava Stallman getting the basket. And that puts Minster ahead 7-6. So Minster has scored seven in a row here to blitz the 6-0 lead. And there's the ball tipped out of bounds as Bridget Holman tried to drive in. We have the Indiana Pacers going tonight. They're on our other side at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. So after this game, we'll be joining the Pacer game in progress. And a jump ball is called. Cameron Mullenkamp got tied up. I believe that was Sadie Niemeyer who tied her up. Ball goes to the Lady Wildcats. A minute 17 left in the quarter. 7-6, Minster on top. And stolen by McKenna Hillscamp. Down to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy drives all the way down. It's knocked out of bounds by the Lady Wildcats. Coach Mike Wiss wanted the official to call that off of Kennedy Mullenkamp going out of bounds. But did not get the call. And now here's Minster stealing the ball. Goes back to Stallman on the left wing. Sadie Niemeyer with it. She'll pass over here on the right to Annie Himmelgarn. Himmelgarn goes to Abriana Webker. Webker goes, tries to go down low, and the ball's loose, but picked up here. Now a foul's going to be called on Carly Niekamp. They say that she fouled Ava Stallman, and the Fort Recovery fans wanted an over and back call. It was that close. But Niekamp gets called for the foul. Number one on Carly, so she's in no problems. Tossing the ball in here for Minster will be Sophie Dirksen. Goes in to Sadie Niemeyer. Back on the left side. Callie Smeezing. Around the horn. Over on the right it goes. Minster leading 7-6. About 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. See if Minster's going to be happy to go for one shot here or whether they're going to take it early. I don't know. Here's a shot fired up, blocked by Kennedy Mullenkamp. Minster with the ball, they lost it. McKenna Hillscamp picks it up, drives down, puts it up and in. And the Lady Indians grab the lead back thanks to McKenna Hillscamp. And the score is 8-7. Lady Indians on top after one against a pretty good Minster team. Minster 10-3 on the year. Lady Indians 6-8. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more as the second quarter is coming up here in a moment on PG 14 and J Country 101 Radio. We'll return with the Lady Indians at Minster tonight right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription a prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bernie, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
What would you do if a fire severely damaged your home? Hi, I'm Ted Romer with Fort Recovery Insurance. The question you really have to ask is, what would your insurance company do? As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I can tell you that we will be there for you from day one. You won't be dealing with an out-of-town agent over the phone, but with us, your neighbor. And that would apply to any damage to your home, big or small. That's our promise. Visit us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Rob Weaver back here at Minster High School. Fort Recovery leading 8-7 as we start the second quarter. Cameron Mullenkamp with it. Looking for help. Goes over to Carly Niekamp. Dribbling, spins, fires. Shot was blocked. And they call called a foul on Minster on the shot. They whistle that one on Addie Inskeep, her second personal foul. So going to the free throw line for the Lady Indians here. Thanks to Cal Pharmacy, by the way, for being our first quarter scoreboard sponsor. Carly Niekamp hits the first free throw to give us a two-point lead. Second quarter is brought to you by K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. This one is no good. Rebound picked up by Bridget Holman. Got a chance for a three-point play here. If we can get a basket, Cameron Mollenkamp circles around, and there's a foul called on Minster as one of the Lady Wildcats crashed into McKenna Hillskamp. Going to call that on Addie Inskeep. So Fort Recovery will get the ball out of bounds. Cameron Mollenkamp goes to McKenna Hillskamp in the backcourt. McKenna dribbles across the timeline. Works her way to the right off the screen. Bridget Holman has it now. Back to McKenna. McKenna on the right, stopping, looking for help. Goes to Kennedy Mollenkamp on the left. There's Cameron. Cameron's open. Misses the shot. Rebound. Carly Niekamp up and no good, but she'll be at the line as she is fouled in the act of shooting. She was one of two last time up. She's a pretty good free thrower. Lady Indians, an impressive 9-7 lead here. Free throws up and good. 10-7 now. One more for Carly. And it's good again. Really nice young lady. One of the many nice kids I've gotten to know over the years in broadcasting basketball games. Fort Recovery with the steal, stolen by Bridget Holman. It's 11-7. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Over to Carly Niekamp. Lost it on the dribble. And now we got a jump ball, I think. No, Minster calls time to save possession. Timeout, Minster Lady Wildcats. Fort Recovery leading 11-7 with 6:51 to go in the second quarter on the K&L Tractor Sales and Service scoreboard. We'll be back in just a moment.
Your home is your biggest investment, and at the St. Henry Bank, we can show you how you can make the equity you've built up in your home work for you. With a home equity loan from the St. Henry Bank, you can use the money to make your home improvements, consolidate credit card debt, pay for college, take that dream vacation you've always wanted. The St. Henry Bank helps you unlock endless possibilities. Stop in and see us today.
We take pride in taking care of you.
The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L Tractor is proud to carry the full line of cloth harvesting equipment. If you're needing a combine, forage harvester, baler, or hay tool, K&L Tractor is the place to go. Fully stocked cloth parts and factory-trained technicians keep you running smooth all season long. For all of your cloth harvesting needs, shop K&L Tractor in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Back here at Minster High School, MAC conference game going on between Fort Recovery and Minster. Minster again 10-3 on the year. They lost their last time out to Versailles, 17 points or so. Fort Recovery's won two games in a row. And they're leading here 11-7. Minster brings it up against the Fort Recovery full court press. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound comes down to Bridget Holman. As missing the basket was Callie Smeezing. Holman comes down across the timeline, spins, drives in, stops, puts it off the glass, doesn't go. Rebound comes down, and the foul's on Fort Recovery. Annie Himmelgarn got the rebound, and she was fouled by Cameron Mollenkamp, number one on Cameron. So again, our first quarter scoreboard sponsor, your friends at Cal Pharmacy. There's a shot from the right side. Three-pointer is good. Ava Stallman, or did they call it a two? Called it a two. It was close, but just gave her 2 points. So Fort Recovery with the basketball. Cameron Mollenkamp on the right, double team. Tries to pass back to Bridget Holman, and it's intercepted by the Wildcats, Risa Albers. Down on the left, dribbling the baseline, stopping, passing back outside. Three-point shot is no good. Rebound, McKenna Hillskamp. As missing that one was Genevieve Hoying of Minster. Kennedy Mollenkamp with the basketball. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery's Carly Niekamp on the pick. Illegal screen. Number two on her. So Carly has to kind of be careful here now. She didn't want to pick up that third foul in the first half. 5:26 to go here in the second quarter. Lady Indians leading by two, 11-9. They started out with a 6-0 lead. Then Minster scored seven in a row to lead 7-6. And now there's a screen foul on Minster. Minster called for an illegal screen. It's going to be whistled on Genevieve Hoying, and that is her second personal foul. Full court press for Minster. Fort Recovery tossing it in. Cameron Mollenkamp looking for her sister, and she gets it to Kennedy. Kennedy will bring the ball up, being guarded by Reese Albers. Across the timeline is Kennedy Mollenkamp. Passing off to Bridget Holman on the right. Bridget underneath, puts it up no good. Rebound knocked around. McKenna Hillskamp saves it. Out to Carly Niekamp. Back out to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Left to McKenna Hillskamp. McKenna wearing a brace on that right leg that she had the torn ligament in last year. And they're going to call her for not getting rid of the ball. Dribbling the basketball for more than 5 seconds while closely guarded and not moving towards the basket. So turnover on the Lady Indians. Still 11-9. Lady Indians on top here. 4:36 to go in the K&L Tractor Sales and Service second scoreboard. See the Great Plains Turbo Max, a vertical tillage tool for all seasons. Available at K&L Tractor Sales and Service in Fort Recovery. Minster inside. It's no good. Rebound comes to the Lady Wildcats. Ball's up for grabs. Picked up by Kennedy Mollenkamp. And now we have a foul called on Minster. Out of bounds to the Lady Indians. That was whistled on Ava Stallman. No, it is the fifth foul, so we get to shoot two free throws here. That is foul number five here in the first quarter, or in the second quarter. So going to the line is Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it is good. That widens the gap a little bit more. 12-9, Lady Indians on top by three over the 10-3 Minster Lady Wildcats. This one is no good. Just off to the left a little bit too much. Rebound comes down to Ava Stallman. Minster with the basketball. Cross-court pass over on the left to Abriana Webker. Back on the right it goes to Ava Stallman. Ava will pass back out. Sadie Niemeyer with it. She'll pass it over on the right side to Reese Albers. And the ball's thrown away. But Minster saves it at the last minute. Now the ball's tipped out of bounds by McKenna Hillskamp. So Minster will keep the basketball. Your dealer for those dependable New Holland tractors and also Kloss Farm Equipment is K&L Tractor Sales and Service. State Route 49, the south edge of Fort Recovery. A long time Fort Recovery business. On the left it goes to Annie Himmelgarn for Minster. Back around the horn on the right. Webker with it. She'll pass underneath. Putting the ball up and in is Ava Stallman. Nice teamwork there for the Lady Wildcats. That makes the score 12-11. Minster still trailing by only one, though. In Fort Recovery with the ball. Kennedy Mollenkamp gives over to Bridget Holman. Holman stopping, passes off to Kennedy. Kennedy circles around, goes down the left of the lane, puts the shot up and in. Wow. Outstanding shot for Kennedy Mollenkamp, her sixth point of the night. And it's 14-11. Fort Recovery by three. Here's a three-pointer that would tie it. It's no good by Stallman. And we have a foul called on somebody. Must be on Fort Recovery. McKenna Hillscamp gets called for the foul. Don't forget, tomorrow night, the Fort Recovery boys will host Minster, and you can hear that game on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be doing other things tomorrow night, so you won't be able to hear that one on the radio, but you can hear it on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Minster at Fort Recovery. Shots up and no good. Rebound comes down to Bridget Holman. Ball's loose. Loose, and out of bounds off of Minster, and Fort Recovery will get the basketball. Over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. 2:27 left in the first half of play here. And Fort Recovery leading by 3, 14-11. Right side, Kennedy Mollenkamp back to the left. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to be given off of Minster to Fort Recovery. Cameron Mollenkamp tosses it in to her sister, Kennedy, back to... No, Kennedy goes to the baseline. No good as she turned and just went to the basket. And it goes out of bounds off Minster. Fort Recovery will keep possession. Cameron Mollenkamp will toss it in again here. Lady Indians line up in the I formation and then break. Goes back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Mollenkamp dribbling. Back over to Cameron. Cameron top of the key, and there's a collision, and a foul is going to be called on Sadie Niemeyer of Minster. At the line will be Cameron Mollenkamp. No, it's Cameron Mollenkamp shooting two. Puts the first one up. It's no good. She will have one more. Cameron dribbling the basketball, eyes it and flies it, and it's no good again. Rebound comes down to Minster's Sophie Dirksen. Down they come quickly. There's Abriana Webker with the basketball. Passing on the right to Dirksen. Dirksen dumps it down to Annie Himmelgarn. Back out to Dirksen, fires a three, and got it. Three-point basket by Sophie Dirksen, her first basket of the half. And that ties the game at 14-14. Lady Indians with the basketball. Kennedy Mollenkamp will hand off to McKenna Hillscamp. Open from three. It's off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Bridget Holman. Up. No good. Rebound comes down. Got a jump ball.
Jump ball. Minster.
And it goes to Minster on their alternating possession. Still on the bench over there on the other side is Nan Steck-Schulte. Longtime varsity coach here of the girls. Ever since she retired, she's been one of the assistants. We can never beat her teams. She always got the best of us one way or another. Mike Wiss is the coach now, of course. 55 seconds left. We have a tie game, 14-14. Back on the left, it goes to Webker. She gives it over to Reese Albers. Albers will pass back outside. It's tipped by McKenna Hillscamp, and chasing it down. Ooh, that was almost traveling. Chasing it down was Callie Smeezing. With the ball now is Annie Himmelgarn. Minster with the ball. 25 seconds to go in the half. And a tie game, 14-14. And they call 5 seconds on Minster. Not moving the ball within 5 seconds while being closely guarded. So each team's been called for that one time tonight. And Lady Indians have the ball for maybe the last shot to take the lead back. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. Works her way on the left. Will feed back out to McKenna Hillscamp. Now to Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron is going to be tied up. The ball goes to Fort Recovery. Cameron might have taken an extra step or two there that they didn't catch, but that's okay. We won't complain. She will toss it in here. And it's thrown away off of Bridget Homan, and Minster picks it up. Shot's fired up at the end, and that's the end of the half. Shot is well short, and the half comes to a close with the game tied at 14-14. Fort Recovery led 8-7 at the end of correction. Minster led 8-7 at the end of the first quarter, and the Lady Indians have tied it up here 14-14 at halftime. I think Fort Recovery actually led 8-7 at the end of the first quarter. So we're tied at halftime here, 14-14. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, you'll find the Endurance line of litter spreaders from BBI at K&L Tractor Sales and Service. South edge of Fort Recovery on State Route 49, K&L Tractor Sales and Service, your New Holland and Kloss farm equipment dealer. Stay tuned. We'll be back with the halftime stats for you. Not a lot of scoring. Hard-fought game. It's 14-14. We'll return in just a moment.
At Cooper Farms, we're building a culture that makes us more than a workplace. We believe that producing quality products, giving back to our communities, and taking care of our team members are all part of our foundation as a company. We want to see our team members succeed, and that's why we pride ourselves on promoting from within the company. We believe giving our team members all the tools necessary to grow with us is what will keep our tradition moving forward. To join the Cooper Farms family, visit cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy pharmacists know time is important to you. That's why Kalp Pharmacy wants to give you solutions to help you get your medications fast, efficient, and correctly. You can be in and out the door quickly or have them delivered to your home, allowing you to rest and receive medication where you are most comfortable. We bill Medicare, Medicaid, and most insurance plans. So call Kalp Pharmacy at 800-686-2314 or visit us in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, in Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
The annual open house at Hall Brothers is set for Wednesday through Saturday, January 29th through February 1st. Stock up now on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this year. All parts are discounted during this week. It's our busiest week of the year, so feel free to pre-order and avoid the lines. Open house is coming up January 29th through February 1st at Hull Brothers, your local Case IH and Kubota dealer in Fort Recovery.
Back here at halftime, Fort Recovery Lady Indians and Minster are tied at 14-14. And I'm missing a point somewhere, so I'll try to figure out where that's at. Let's see. Fort Recovery has virtually not used any subs at all tonight, I don't think. Trying to think back. I don't believe there have been any subs have come in for Fort Recovery. So unofficially, I have Carly Niekamp with seven tonight. Carly had two 2-point baskets and 3 out of 4 at the free throw line for her 7 points on the evening. McKenna Hillskamp has 2 points on a 2-point basket. Kennedy Mollenkamp with 5. She has 2 2-point baskets, 1 out of 2. At the free throw line. And then I missed a free throw in there somewhere. One of those gals has an extra free throw. And so did the scoreboard. The scoreboard doesn't have it up there yet either. For Minster, they're led by Ava Stallman. Ava has 6 points. She had 3 2-point baskets in the first half. Sophie Dirksen has 3 points on a 3-point basket. Callie Smeezing has 3 points on a three-point basket. And then Annie Himmelgarn has 2 points on a two-point basket. They have no free throws to their credit in the first half. Again, they've got two three-point baskets and four twos for their total of 14 points in the first half. We have a tie score here, 14-14, Fort Recovery and the Lady Indians and the Lady Wildcats tied at halftime, 14-14. We'll be back in a moment right after we pause for this.
Hi, this is Amanda Segers with Fort Recovery Insurance. Farmers understand the risks of farm life, and at Fort Recovery Insurance Agency, we understand those risks too. If your life and business is farming, let us help make sure you're protected from the risks you face in a way that fits your budget. And if you have a claim, we'll be here to bring you inside the fort. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency is your local Ohio Mutual Insurance Group agency. Call us at 419-375-4181.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio. Is your land and your legacy, and there's so much riding on your crops, your soil management choices are deeply personal too. K&L Tractor stocks a variety of Great Plains tillage solutions that put your vision to work. Whatever approach you take, vertical, conventional, or hybrid, you can trust the cutting-edge technology and consistent field-tested performance you'll find across Great Plains' entire soil management line. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Promotion from within the company is huge, and it's very much supported by the owners.
At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success.
We offer them classes. We help them try to get to that next level. We want them to learn. The people are our asset.
Apply online at CooperFarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
14-14, all tied up at the halftime, and I did have the score right after all. And forgive me, I only taught mathematics as a teacher, so I should know how to add. And the Indians have 7 from Carly Niekamp, 5 from Kennedy Mullenkamp, and 2 from McKenna Hillskamp for their 14 points on the evening. Well, it was kind of a rough junior varsity game tonight, with Fort Recovery losing 49-18 to the... Again, Lady Wildcats this evening. Fort Recovery trailed 17-9 at the first quarter. Trailed at halftime by 14, 29-15. Trailed after 3, 40-18. And the final score was 49-18. Fort Recovery not scoring any points in the fourth quarter, only scoring 3 in the third quarter, losing 49-18. A pretty impressive win for the Lady Wildcats this evening. Scoring for the winning team, Minster, Jordan Stevie had 15 points on the evening. Kendall Heitkamp had 9. Sophie Dirksen with 8. It was 6 for Jillian Hoeing. That's Jillian Hoeing with 6. Olivia Heckman chipped in with 4 points. Elise Albers had 4 points, and Josephine Hoeing had 3 points. Again, they're led by Jordan Stevie with 15, 9 for Kendall Heitkamp, 8 points for Sophie Dirksen. For the Lady Indians, again, they only had 18 points tonight. They were led by Kendall Ranley with 7. Jordan Wyrick had 5, 4 for Maddie Shaneline, and 2 for Emma Smiths. 49-18, the final score. Fort Recovery Junior Varsity losing to the Minster Lady Wildcats. Again, coming up this week, we have tomorrow night Fort Recovery Boys at home against Minster. You can hear that on FortRecoveryRadio.com. We'll be doing other broadcasts on our radio station, so we won't be able to bring you the Minster game on Friday night. But count on good old FortRecoveryRadio.com to have the game for you. And then Saturday we have 2 games from the Fortside Fieldhouse. It'll be Bradford and Fort Recovery in girls basketball. And then that'll be followed later on in the day by the varsity game between Fort Recovery and Crestview. And a reminder that the Crestview game starts early. JV will start at 3 o'clock and the varsity game about 4:30. Fort Recovery Crestview starting early on Saturday. We'll have both those games for you on the radio and on FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks to our studio producers tonight, Eric Hatterley at the radio station, WPGW-FM 100.9 on your FM dial. And we have Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. And we understand that Brody Hart is manning the controls back at the studio in Fort Recovery for FortRecoveryRadio.com. So thanks to Eric, Neil, and Brody for their great work. Thanks to K&L Tractor Sales and Service for being our second quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, they're your New Holland and Kloss Farm Equipment dealer. Moving on now to our third quarter, which is brought to you by Cooper Farms in Fort Recovery, St. Henry, also located in nearby Coldwater in Rossburg, Ohio. That's Cooper Farms. Don't forget to check out work opportunities at cooperfarms.com and slash join our team. That's cooperfarms.com/join our team. Here we go with the third quarter of play. Game's tied 14-14. As Minster has the basketball to start the second half of play. Driving in, shots up and no good. Rebound back up and good. Rolled around the world and down in by Inskeep after the shot was missed by Reese Albers. But there to get the rebound was Inskeep, and she puts it in. And Fort Recovery just threw it away. Unforced turnover for the Lady Indians. So Minster will have the ball. Oh, they say it was tipped by Minster. Take that back. Tipped by Minster. Fort Recovery keeps the basketball. Cameron Mullenkamp will toss it in to Kennedy Mullenkamp. Kennedy goes for the hole. Tries to pass over here in the corner to McKenna Hillskamp, and it's knocked out of bounds by Callie Smeezing for Minster. Again, Cooper Farms, our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. Unfortunately, as you folks have probably discovered already, there's quite an outbreak of avian flu going on, bird flu going on around the area. So say a little prayer for our friends who are housing birds for Coopers. Really a difficult time right now, a scary time. Let's hope we can get the bird flu under control. This timeout call by Tyler Deitch of the Fort Recovery Lady Indians. 14-16, Minster in the lead by two. Timeout, Lady Indians. We'll be back after this.
Job opportunities are everywhere you look today, yet not everyone will provide you with the training and tools you need to grow both personally and professionally. At Cooper Farms, we value hard work and dedication toward bettering yourself, and we reward that. We know that our team members are the key to our success. Come see what opportunities await you at Cooper Farms. Apply online today at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
We're back at Minster, the home of the Wildcats. What an impressive tradition they have here at Minster. You drive in past the football field, and there is a giant sign with I don't know how many state championships listed there. Not just football, but all the different sports they've had state titles in, baseball included. Quite a tradition, athletics here at Minster High School. There's a ball knocked away by Minster. Down come the Lady Wildcats. It's up and good. Give credit to Reese Albers for creating that. And Sadie Niemeyer scored the basket. Fort Recovery's McKenna Hillskamp. Yes! There we go. McKenna Hillskamp drills a three. She can do that, but she's just had a really difficult year this year in finding the range on her three-point shots. But we like it when it's like that. And that makes it an 18-17 game. Minster leading by one, and they travel. And Fort Recovery gets the ball back. Traveling is called on Callie Smeezing. Minster will press full court here. Both teams using full court pressure tonight. Lady Indians could take the lead here if they can score. Oh, and they throw it away. Pass was intended for Carly Niekamp. It was a little bit high, and she couldn't get it. Minster came up with it. Right side shot is no good. That's way off. Rebound comes to Kennedy Mollenkamp as Ava Stallman missed that one a ton. Here's Kennedy going inside, back outside. Carly Niekamp on a three. Doesn't go. Tipped out of bounds. Off of who? They say it went off of Fort Recovery. Fort Recovery fans sitting right behind me did not agree with that one. Lady Indians down by one, 18-17. Minster will bring it up. Got a great competitive game going on here. Not a lot of scoring, but the defense has been fantastic. And here's Minster throwing the ball away as they tried to pass it inside. And Kennedy Mollenkamp came up with the basketball. Lady Indians, of course, wearing their purple uniforms with white trim. And here's the ball knocked out of bounds by Minster. Fort Recovery keeps the ball. Cameron Mollenkamp will toss it in. In 18-17 score here. Rob Weaver here at the Minster High School. Ball's tipped out of bounds. Actually, the gym is located in the middle school of the school corporation. They used to have a very old gym that they used for many, many years. We broadcast several games from there. Here's a shot by Kennedy. Yes, on a three. Kennedy Mollenkamp drills a three, and that gives the Lady Indians a 20-18 lead. 8 points now for Kennedy Mollenkamp. She leads our team in scoring tonight, as she usually does. Minster with the ball. Fort Recovery trying to pull off an upset tonight. It would be an upset. Minster 10-3. Here's a shot up from the right side. Good. Abriana Webker scoring on a two-point basket. Make it 20-20. And traveling is called on Carly Niekamp. Minster will toss it in. Throwing it in, Reese Albers over to Addie Inskeep. Inskeep back to Albers. Oh, and she walked. She walked a bunch. Even I can call that one. Again, thanks to Cooper Farms for being our third quarter scoreboard sponsor. They're offering a complete program for your swine, beef, and dairy feeds, plus professional nutritional support as well. Cooper Farms. Fort Recovery, St. Henry, Coldwater, and Rossburg in this area and many other Ohio communities. Fort Recovery with the ball. McKenna Hills Camp being closely guarded. In trouble. Oh, almost threw that away. Kennedy Mollenkamp was able to come up with it, though. Mollenkamp out front with the basketball. Tie game, 20-20. Down to 3:25 to go here in the third quarter. Minster playing a zone defense here. Right side to Cameron Mollenkamp to Kennedy. Kennedy goes inside to Carly. Carly at the free throw line. Turns, fires, misses. Rebound comes down to Minster. Good shot. Wouldn't go. Down come the Lady Wildcats with a tie score. 20-20 in the Cooper Farms third quarter. Again, we're playing at Minster tonight. With the ball there is Sadie Niemeyer. Back out top. It goes to Albers, and she tried to pass underneath, and they say it was tipped out of bounds by the Lady Indians. She tried to find Eddie Inskeep underneath, but Fort Recovery stuck their hand in there and knocked the ball away. Pass is lobbed in to Inskeep. Back over on the right to Sadie Niemeyer. Back to Inskeep. Now down low. Shots fired up. No good. Rebound comes to Minster. Outside shot by Webker. No good. And out of bounds. Going to be given to Minster. Cooper Farms would love to buy your corn. Sell your corn to Cooper Farms by calling 800-637-7161. 800-637-7161. Now Fort Recovery knocks the pass down, and it goes off of Minster out of bounds. So Lady Indians have the basketball. Tie score 20-20. I sense that Coach Mike Wiss is getting a little nervous over there. Lady Indians hanging in here. Oh, we threw it away. Nice interception there by Minster's Sadie Niemeyer, who timed the pass perfectly. Now a drive is up and no good. It's on Kennedy Mullenkamp. A foul. Reese Albers at the line. Albers will have two shots. She has not scored yet this evening. First one is up and no good. Way off to the right side. I don't think it hit the rim even. She will have one more. Looking for her first point of the evening, Reese Albers. Up and good. Got that one. That one was perfect, and that gives the Lady Wildcats the lead at 21-20. Kennedy Mullenkamp will bring it up over to McKenna Hillscamp. Goes down the left side across the timeline. Double team gets it over to Kennedy Mullenkamp down in the right corner to Bridget Homan. And Homan lost the ball out of bounds. Was driving in towards the hoop on the baseline, and the ball just flew out of her hand. One of those things. 2:05 remaining to go here in this third quarter of play on the Cooper Farm scoreboard. Lady Indians down by one, 21-20. Right side to Webker for Minster. She'll drive underneath. Wide open. We kind of backed off of her, left her wide open, and she puts it in from right underneath. 23-20. It's now a three-point lead for Minster. Ball is stolen by Minster on a pass. And now a foul is called on McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna tried to pass to one of her teammates, and Sophie Dirksen knocked it away. And then Dirksen came down, and she is at the free throw line. We'll have two shots. Fort Recovery calls time. We'll be back in just a moment. 23-20, Lady Indians down by three.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canope from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. K&L is your source for Salford's BBI spreaders, the toughest, most accurate spreaders available. Spread chicken litter and lime up to 60 feet with the Endurance, designed especially for the poultry growers. Or spread fertilizer up to 120 feet with the Magna spread. Whatever your application goals, the team at K&L can help you find a pull-type or truck-mounted Salford spreader to boost your crops. K&L Tractor Sales, Fort Recovery, Ohio.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Would like to thank Minster Athletic Director Josh Clooney. He's always very helpful in providing us with arrangements to broadcast the games here at Minster. He's been here for a long time. At the free throw line will be Sophia Dirksen. Bounces the basketball. Puts it up there, and it is good. Got the first one. Bounced around for a while and went down. She has 4 points on the evening. A three-point basket and now one free throw. Here comes one more from Sophia. Good again. 5 points for her now, and it's a five-point lead. Lady Indians have been in a slump here the last several minutes in the Cooper Farms third quarter. 1:25 to go in the quarter. Right side to Carly Niekamp, out to McKenna Hillscamp. McKenna drives in, almost lost the ball, picks it back up, and tries to pass to Carly Niekamp, and it's intercepted by Minster. Down come the Lady Wildcats, up and no good. Out of bounds, it'll be given to Fort Recovery. Minster wanted a foul there, but Sophia Dirksen just lost the ball. Lady Indians need a basket. Come on, gals. It's been several minutes since we've scored. McKenna Hillscamp with it in the backcourt. Back over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. She'll pass up to Bridget Holman. Lost the ball. Out of bounds it goes. Out of bounds off Fort Recovery. Another turnover on the Lady Indians and another scoreless possession. Again, we'll have the Bradford game on Saturday. I believe it's Saturday morning. Fort Recovery playing Bradford at the Fortside Fieldhouse. Tune us in for that broadcast. Here comes Minster down the court. Right side to Albers. Fires a three. It's no good. Rebound, Carly Niekamp. Got 38 seconds left to go in the quarter. We need a basket, gals. Kennedy Mollenkamp with it. She'll hand off to McKenna Hillscamp. Circles around. Cameron Mollenkamp stopping. And they're going to call a foul on Minster. It'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Reese Albers gets called for the foul. Number two on Reese, so she's in no problems, really. Cameron Mollenkamp tosses it in to Carly Niekamp, to Bridget Holman. Back on the left to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy back outside to Bridget Holman. Holman tried to pass to Carly Niekamp, and we throw it away again. Another turnover. Another no-score possession. Down to 4 seconds left. Minster with the ball. Here's Albers firing a three. It's no good, and that's the end of the quarter. We have completed three quarters of play. It was 14-14 at the half. It's now 25-14. 25-20. Minster leading by five. So Minster outscores us 11-6 in that third quarter of play. We'll be back in just a moment.
Attention farmers, is your combine feeling stressed after a rough harvest season? Then treat it to a relaxing combine inspection at Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery. It's just like a spa day. Our expert team will pamper your combine and ensure it's in top shape. Enjoy 10% off all parts sold as a result of your inspection. Don't wait. Give your combine the care it deserves. Visit Hall Brothers today and take advantage of this limited time offer. Schedule your combine inspection today and let it unwind.
Dr. Kim Bormore and the staff at Bormore Family Dentistry is proud to support this broadcast of Fort Recovery High School basketball. Dr. Kim Bormore, the Bormore Family Dentistry office, is accepting new patients. Call 726-7822 and start your healthy new smile routine today. Bormore Family Dentistry is located at the west edge of Portland on Highway 67. Best wishes for a successful basketball season to the Fort Recovery Indians from Bormore Family Dentistry in Portland.
Back here at Minster, there's a foul called as we start the fourth quarter. Our fourth quarter brought to you by Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer, located on State Route 119 at the east edge of Fort Recovery. They've been there for over 100 years. And Fort Recovery just threw the ball out of bounds. Kennedy Mollenkamp passing to McKenna Hillscamp, and it went right through her hands and out of bounds. Another no-score possession. We have not scored in a ton of minutes here. Lady Indians trail 25-20. Here's Albers driving in and scoring. Reese Albers saw the lane open, and she drove in and scored on the layup from the right side. Fort Recovery with the ball. McKenna Hillscamp almost lost it. Back over to Kennedy Mollenkamp. And Coach Tyler Deitch has to call timeout to save possession. 30-second timeout. We'll be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. At Kalp Pharmacy, we compound custom formulations by combining ingredients based on an individualized prescription, a prescription prescriber has determined to be beneficial for the individual. We can compound oral liquids, capsules, troches, topical creams. We compound for allergy-friendly options. We compound for warts, wounds, hormone replacement. We are located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Burney, Indiana. So stop in or call us at 800-686-2314 today. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
We're at Minster High School. Hi, everybody. Rob Weaver here. Our studio producers again, Eric Catterly at the radio station, 100.9 on your FM dial, WPGW. Brody Hart back at the FortRecoveryRadio.com at the FortRecoveryRadio.com studio, and then Neil Spencer here at the game site for FortRecoveryRadio.com. Don't forget, we will not have the boys game tomorrow with Minster, but FortRecoveryRadio.com will have the broadcast tomorrow night. And there's a foul called on Minster. Reese Albers picks up her third foul. So Fort Recovery with the basketball. We've hardly even had a shot. We've had so many turnovers here in the last few minutes. Cameron Mollenkamp on the left to Bridget Homan. Back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp, and it's probably going to be over and back. Turn it over again. Man. This has been a disaster. If we would just get a couple of shots. I mean, we're not even getting a shot. 27-20, Minster on top by 7. Minster with the ball, and there's it almost stolen by McKenna Hillscamp, and now Minster throws it away. Give credit to McKenna Hillscamp. She really caused that, caused a bad pass that the Lady Wildcats, Sadie Niemeyer, could not handle. So Fort Recovery with the basketball. Now, can we do anything with it? Come down, Kennedy. Kennedy works her way to the right side, back to the left, goes down the lane, lost the ball. Jump ball's called. Goes to Minster. Another Fort Recovery turnover. Oh, my. Come on, Lady Indians. 27-20. Fort Recovery trailing by 7. Here's a drive by Webker. Oh, we got lucky there. Webker had a wide open shot. And then Fort Recovery came up with the ball. And here's Minster stealing it back from us. Webker up no good again. Rebound Carly Niekamp. She's fouled. And it'll be out of bounds to the Lady Indians. Reese Albers picks up her fourth personal foul. Albers is not a scorer, but she's, at least not in this game, she hasn't been. But she has certainly contributed to the floor game for Minster. She leaves the game on with the four fouls with only 3 points in the contest. But as far as that goes, there's not been hardly anybody who's been a scorer tonight for either team. Kennedy Mollenkamp does lead us with 8 points, but she hasn't even been able to get a shot here. In the last quarter, McKenna Hillscamp with it, spinning. Back outside to Cameron Mollenkamp, drives in. Ball's knocked loose, picked up by Minster. And I think we have a jump ball, and it goes to Fort Recovery. Again, our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated. Don't forget they have their annual open house coming up soon. Hall Brothers Incorporated. Right here at the end of January. Fort Recovery with the basketball. Shots fired up by Carly Niekamp. No good. Well, at least we got a shot off. And the rebound comes down. And there's a foul called on Fort Recovery. Hey, don't forget, next Friday is the Hall of Fame night. Actually, it's Saturday. Correct myself. Next Saturday is the Hall of Fame night for Fort Recovery. And they're going to be inducting one individual into the Fort Recovery Athletic Hall of Fame. We'll be there to bring you the coverage on the radio. As the inductee this time around is going to be Mick McClurg. Minster comes up with the ball again. Boy, it's just been a real disaster here. Mick McClurg, four-sport athlete for Fort Recovery. He'll be inducted into the Athletic Hall of Fame next Saturday. There's a shot up and good by Addie Inskeep of Minster to make it a 9-point game, 29-20. It was tied at 20-20, and Minster has rolled off 9 in a row. And don't forget that game starts early. The JV starts at 4:30 that day, next Saturday, with the varsity game to follow. The Hall of Fame induction for Mick McClurg will be in between the JV and the varsity game. Mick is a graduate of Fort Recovery with the class of 1984. Fort Recovery gives up the ball again. Minster leading with 4 minutes to go, and the way we've been scoring, which is hardly any at all, there's no way we're going to get back in this game, trailing by 9. Underneath, it's up and good. Just kind of throwing it in with Sadie Niemeyer. Fort Recovery's Hall Brothers Incorporated's annual open house is January the 29th through February the 1st, so put that on your calendar. Again, the great time to buy. There's a shot up and no good by McKenna Hillscamp. Rebound comes down to Minster. Well, at least we got a shot off that time. Be sure to stock up on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points. Everything you know you're going to need this coming year, you can buy at a discount. All parts are discounted during the open house week at Hall Brothers, January 29th through February the 1st. And you can also pre-order your parts, and they'll be ready to go for you when you stop by during the open house. So if you want to pre-order, you can do that. Timeout on the court. We'll be back in a moment in the Hall Brothers fourth quarter. Fort Recovery trailing 31-20.
At the St. Henry Bank, we take pride in our community, its farming heritage, and its banking needs, and we're there for you when you need us. Whether you're looking for your next piece of farm equipment or the purchase of seed, fertilizer, or chemicals, the St. Henry Bank can make sure you have the cash flow when you need it most. The St. Henry Bank in St. Henry and Maria Stein, large enough to serve you, small enough to know you.
We take pride in taking care of you.
Visit us online at sthenrybank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Rob Weaver back here at the Minster High School. It's been an extremely frustrating second half of play for the Lady Indians. So far, we've only scored 6 points in the whole half, and we only have 3.5 minutes left to go in the half. Can't win games like that. We were giving Minster a tough time. But they're leading by 11 now, and Minster has the basketball as we resume action. Down come the Lady Wildcats with the basketball. Sadie Niemeyer with it. Dribbling, hands off now. Back on the left, 3-point shot is good. Sophia Dirksen hits her second three of the night, and she has 8 points now. And it's 34-20. And Fort Recovery throws it away again. Another turnover on the Lady Indians. Minster kind of changed their defense there, and we just can't solve it. And hemmed in there by three Lady Indians was Ava Stallman, and now they call a foul in Fort Recovery on McKenna Hillscamp. So Hillscamp gets called for the foul, and putting the ball in play for Minster here will be Sophia Dirksen. 2:52 to go in the game. Comes in there to Callie Smeezing. She still has it. Passing on the left side to Addie Inskeep. Back out of the center circle to Sadie Niemeyer. Sadie will pass off to Ava Stallman. Now right side, shot by Webker is up and no good. Rebound comes down to McKenna Hillscamp. And can't keep the basketball as Minster comes up with a loose ball. Underneath, it's up and good. Addie Inskeep scores again, and Minster's running away with it now, leading 36-20. What a disappointment. Lady Indians' offense just went away, and so did their defense, kind of, actually, too. Minster scored 22 points here in the second half. We have scored six. And now there's a foul called on Minster on Sadie Niemeyer. Fort Recovery will shoot the basket. Foul number five here. Cameron Mollenkamp at the line. Come on, Cameron. First one's up, and it is no good. Don't forget our fourth quarter scoreboard sponsor, Hall Brothers Incorporated, your Case IH and Kubota dealer. If you're looking for outstanding service for your farm machinery, you know where to go. It's Hall Brothers Incorporated. They have an excellent group of service technicians, and the second free throw is also no good. And Minster has the basketball now. Over on the right side it goes. Ava Stallman back out to Albers, who's back in the game now. Over on the left. Oh, she stepped out of bounds. The official didn't see it. Back out top it goes to Ava Stallman, and we have a foul called on Fort Recovery. Minute 29 left to go in the game. And Minster's going to go to 11-3 on the year. Fort Recovery's going to drop to 6-9. Very disappointingly so. We led most of the first half tonight, but boy, this second half has been a disaster. With the ball there is Callie Smeezing. She'll pass it off to Albers. On the right it goes to Stallman. Back out top to Smeezing. Passing on the right to Addie Inskeep. Now there's a foul called on Cameron Mollenkamp. Minster just eating the clock. There's no way they could lose this game. Reese Albers at the line. Foul was called on Cameron Mollenkamp. That's her third of the game. Free throws up and no good by Reese. She's only one out of three for the night so far. One more, and it's good this time. So two out of four for Reese Albers at the free throw line. It's now a 17-point game, 37-20. Kennedy Mollenkamp comes down, looking for help. Goes over on the left to Bridget Holman. Holman dribbling the ball back outside to Kennedy Mollenkamp. Kennedy lost the dribble but picks it back up. Out to Holman. Holman dribbles the ball. Trying to spin. Passes back to Cameron Mollenkamp. Cameron back out to Bridget. Bridget passes to Carly Niekamp. Puts a shot up and no good. And she's going to be fouled in the act of shooting. So Carly will be at the free throw line. Don't forget, tomorrow night we'll be covering Jay County in the ACAC basketball tournament at Bluffton. Jay County girls play Bluffton at 6, and the boys will play Woodland at about 7:30, 8 o'clock. Those games will be on our AM side tomorrow night at 1440 AM, 105.3 FM. We'll have Blackford basketball on our 100.9 stations tomorrow. Free throws up and no good. She finally hit the first free throw. We finally got a point. I don't know how many minutes it's been, but it's been a whole bunch. In fact, that was the first point of the quarter. So it's been, we have not scored in more than a quarter there. Here's Kennedy Mollenkamp up and good as Fort Recovery ended up stealing the ball and Kennedy scoring to give her 10 points on the night. To be in double figures, one of our bright spots of the evening. But again, she hadn't scored here in the fourth quarter until then. Down to 5 seconds, and that's going to be your game. 37-23. The Minster Lady Wildcats crushing the Fort Recovery Lady Indians with a second-half barrage. Thanks again to Hall Brothers Incorporated, our fourth-quarter scoreboard sponsor. Don't forget, at Hall Brothers, they're going to have their annual open house coming up January 29th through February the 1st, where you can stock up on oils, filters, sweeps, belts, and points, all at discount prices, all parts discounted during the week at Hall Brothers Incorporated in Fort Recovery, January 29th through February the 1st. Give you the scoring here in the ball game. Fort Recovery was led by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 10 points in the game. She had 5 at halftime and 5 in the second half, but 3 of those were in the third quarter. She ended up with 3 2-point baskets, a 3-point basket, and was 1 out of 2 at the free throw line for her 10 points. Carly Niekamp had a total tonight of 8 points, only 1 in the second half. She had 7 in the first half, 1 in the second half. McKenna Hillskamp ends up with a total of 5 points in the ball game. And that's your 23. 10 for Kennedy Mollenkamp, 8 for Carly Niekamp, 5 for McKenna Hillskamp. And way too many turnovers in that second half of play. Just absolutely annihilated us. For Minster tonight, let's see here. Sophie Dirksen has a total of 8 points on the evening on 2 threes and 2 out of 2 at the line. Addie Inskeep with 6 points on the night on 3 2-point baskets. Ava Stallman with 6 points on 3 2-point baskets. Reese Albers with 4 points. She had a 2-point basket and was 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Annie Himmelgarn picked up 2 points on a 2-point basket. 4 points for Abriana Webker on 2 2-point baskets. And 4 points on Sadie Niemeyer on 2 2-point baskets. So there wasn't really an outstanding score among the group, just excellent balance. Sophia Dirksen with 8, 6 points for Addie Inskeep, 6 points for Ava Stallman, 4 points apiece for Sadie Niemeyer and Abriana Webker and Reese Albers, and 2 points for Annie Himmelgarn. Again, Fort Recovery led by Kennedy Mollenkamp with 10, Carly Niekamp with 8. In the JV game, it was Minster winning 49-18. Fort Recovery was led by Kendall Ranley with 7. 5 for Jordan Weirich, 4 for Maddie Shainline, and 2 for Emma Smiths. And the Lady Wildcats, they were led this evening by Jordan Stevie with 15 points, 9 for Kendall Heitkamp, and 8 for Sophia Dirksen. That's going to wrap it up for us from Minster High School. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. Thanks to our studio producers, again, that included Eric Catterly at the radio station. And don't forget, we'll be joining the Pacer basketball game here in just a moment on 100.9 on your FM dial. And for FortRecoveryRadio.com, Neil Spencer here at the game site and Brody Hart back at the studios for FortRecoveryRadio.com. That's it for tonight. Thanks for listening. Lady Indians fall to Minster 37-23.
You've been listening to Fort Recovery Indians basketball on J Country 101 Radio. Tonight's special sports coverage was brought to you in part by community-minded sponsors and the J Country 101 Sports Department. WPGW-FM, Portland, Indiana, your sports station for East Central Indiana and Western Ohio.